There have been tantalising suggestions in the past that fish oil, specifically omega-3 fatty acids, are good for your brain and may help to prevent serious mental health issues such as schizophrenia. Now, a follow-up study has suggested the effects could be long-standing. The Health Report's Tiger Webb has the story.
About a decade ago, Professor Paul Arminger from the Orygen National Centre of Excellence in Youth Mental Health began to look for an alternative treatment for young people exhibiting early signs of psychosis.
Initially, it seemed plausible to treat those young people with low doses of antipsychotic medication. But on the other hand, antipsychotics can have severe side effects. And therefore, we started to think about this problem and came up with this alternative to have a benign but potentially effective biological treatment to intervene at this early stage, which is more acceptable to young people and has no side effects.
This biological treatment was fish oil, or to be more specific, the long-chain omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids that fish and fish oil supplements contain. Professor Arminger's trial recruited 81 young people who showed early signs of developing a psychotic disorder.
And we randomized them into two groups, and half of them received omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil capsules, and the others received placebo.
At the end of a year's worth of monitoring, the group who received these long-chain omega-3 acids showed a 22% reduced risk of progression to psychotic disorder compared to the placebo group.
So we had a significant difference at the end of this first year. People were surprised, but also asked the question, have you only delayed the onset in this group, or did you actually prevent the beginning of such a severe condition?
To find out, Professor Arminger's team followed up with the study participants 7 years after the initial monitoring period.
And we saw now, 7 years after the initial trial, that in the placebo group, as many as 40% had a diagnosis of a psychotic disorder. And in the group who received the fish oil capsules, it was under 10%. And this difference was actually larger than at 12 months, but it was around only 20% between the groups.
So these polyunsaturated fatty acids do appear to prevent and not just delay onset. The big question, and one Paul Arminger doesn't quite know the answer to yet, is why.
There are probably a whole number of biological mechanisms why fish oil works in these young people. And I think what's important to keep in mind is it's well established and we know that fish is beneficial for your health. This is, I think, very well shown in cardiovascular diseases, for instance. But there's more and more evidence that mental health is also related to the consumption of those polyunsaturated fatty acids.
We can forgive some skepticism here. Omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil have been touted as an effective treatment for everything from Crohn's disease to Alzheimer's and prostate cancer. But Professor Arminger believes that for schizophrenia and psychosis in young people, these omega-3 fatty acids may provide a neuroprotective effect to the brain at just the right time.
There are processes going on during normal maturation of the brain, what's called like pruning of synapses, so that some connections are lost because they're no longer important while the brain matures. And there's evidence that this pruning might be not correct in some people, and this could be a factor contributing to the onset of psychosis and schizophrenia. So this period is certainly very important, and probably in people beyond 30, but we wouldn't see such effects.
This has also paved the way for future research to see where else omega-3 treatments may prove useful.
We are extending to other areas of mental health, like, for instance, depression. We have started a quite large trial in young people who have a first depressive episode, and we're trying if omega-3s are effective as an alternative to SSRIs, because the SSRIs, they're only modestly effective based on large meta-analysis. And another area where we are currently working on is to understand the mechanisms of fish oil. And for instance, we're doing one brain imaging study where we're relating cell membrane fatty acids, which we measure pre-post the intervention with fish oil, and we are relating them to people's brain structure, trying to find out if those changes which do occur during the process when schizophrenia manifests is also related to fatty acid levels.
The results of these studies could provide, in Paul Arminger's words, a game changer for early intervention in mental health.
Tiger Webb with that story.